From the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, we're at the Astro Building booth here, and give us your name and title, sir.
My name's Matt Neighborhouse. I'm a regional sales manager for the northern half of Iowa with Astro Buildings.
Hey, you guys have a permanent building here. Tell us how long you guys have been participating in the Farm Progress Show.
I believe we've had a building on the Farm Progress Show for over 25 years. This building itself has been here for the last 10 years. It was put up, and we've actually reskinned it twice to, you know, freshen up the colors and show the new steel.
Tell us about the company a little bit, and tell us about your responsibilities with Astro Building.
Astro Buildings has been was established in 1969 by a lumber wholesaler by the name of Robertson Divdahl, based out of Omaha, Nebraska. They just kind of wanted to offer a lumber package to their customers, which is most lumber yards are actually Astro dealers. We've kind of evolved like everybody else through the years, and a couple years ago we were bought out by Ambassador Supply, and they've kind of taken us over and kind of letting us start expanding back to where we were here about 10, 12 years ago.
So what are you hearing from farmers at the show? Are they optimistic, pessimistic, or just kind of hanging in there?
I think most of them are hanging in there. They're kind of waiting for if we get a lot of it hangs up on bonus depreciation. They would like to see $5 corn. They would like to see some $10 beans. No. We seem to be going the backwards way, but supplies are staying tight up around us. We didn't have a lot of corn piles this year, so the ethanol plants they're staying ahead of demand right now for how much corn they need to keep operating, but they got a long way to go before harvest gets here.
How's the traffic been so far at the show?
Steady. I won't say we're overwhelmed, but it just stays really steady with the amount of people coming through here. We get to see two streets kind of to our front door and our back door, and there's always somebody walking by.
You got any specials going on for the farm show?
Oh, we're discounting all the time. So, farmers like discounts. So we just give them a discount all the time, and most of it depends on where they're building and where our crews are at as far as schedule goes.
Now, you told me you actually put up a building in Oklahoma.
Yep, back in 2009, Colin Von Ahn won the world in team roping, and he bought a building from us. He grew up 18 miles from where we grew up. My brother and I were builders at the time. And he said, I need a horse shed. We said, we'll come down and build it. So we went down there in the middle of February, and we built it.
What about steel prices? What are we sitting at there? Because they kind of went crazy for a while.
Steel prices kind of went up and down as far as where we're sitting at in prices. Like, we are probably close to about 45% higher than we were in 2019, which kind of sounds bad, except we were up to 120% at our height of what our 2019 prices went. So we went up, but we haven't been able to manage to come back. We haven't got all the way back down to where we are. But supplies are just kind of staying steady. There's really no abundance. There's really not a lot of steel sitting around. They're only making what we're using. They're kind of keeping with demand, but they're really not producing any extra.
So if I bought a building today, what's the timetable of putting that thing up?
We're probably looking about in Iowa. We'd be looking at 12 to 14 weeks. Outside the state, we're probably looking closer to that 20, 22 weeks.
So how many crew members you got all over the country?
Right now we're sitting with four company crews and 32, I believe, subcontractor crews.
I tell you what, whoever is in charge here puts together a nice show and even have paved streets out there.
Yes. Image Marketing, they do a wonderful job. The first year we had the street outside of us was dirt and mud, and it was water, and now it's paved with concrete. We got white rock on each side of the street. We got grass areas. There's drainage, and there's water, and there's electricity. So it's just tremendous show out here. We're privileged to be here.
So when the farmers come by and talk to you about a building here, what's their main concern besides price?
If our building's cool. It's getting a little warm, and we got fans going, so we're trying to keep the inside. But durability, length, we used to have creosote posts. Now we got a green treated post. They want to know what the composition is, how long it'll last in the dirt. Footings, make sure the building doesn't settle. It sits on a good foundation. Steel, retention of color, durability. We've had a lot of windstorms, a lot of tornadoes, excessive weather and stormy weather. So they're really concerned about, will it hold up? And through the derechos, we've had quite a few people actually come in yesterday and said, hey, yeah, we had a building in the derecho and this is all it did to the building. I had a couple this morning that says, hey, it just kind of moved the back wall a little bit, but it actually held together. So we believe that we're building the building the right way. We're dropping the trusses, the purlins in between the trusses, make that building a little tighter, a little stronger. And I think that's what they're kind of looking for. So it used to be not as bad of an investment. Now it's a major investment. So it's just as important as your combine and your tractor is, they want longevity. How long will it last? I mean, you're not buying a building for 10 years. You're buying a building for 50 and 60 years. So we have 50-year warranties on our posts. We have 30-year paint retention warranties on our steel. The integrity of the building will be there.
Well, people have all this investment in the machinery. They don't want to set out in the wintertime out here.
Yes, in Iowa, in Nebraska, in Minnesota, where we're kind of located, you do. You get four seasons, and we get a wet weather, and we get a cold. We get it cooked in the summer in the heat. So you do have a lot of that metal having to go through that expansion and contraction, giving you a little more metal fatigue, and the better, stronger steel, the high tensile strength. We got an 82,000 PSI high tensile strength steel. It holds the building together, so it can withstand the temperature changes and that drastic weather.
So we walked into this building today. We noticed some bird netting up there. We need some of that stuff down where we're at.
Yeah, the birds do like to build a nest anywhere you give them a chance. And we took away the nesting up above our trusses because our purlins are down, dropped in, so we have a flush mount ceiling. But if you put overhangs on the buildings, them birds, that just gives them a nice chair, a nice little cozy place to have. They got ventilation through the soffit. I mean, it's just a perfect place to put a nest. So, yes, we put chicken wire or bird netting up so that they cannot build in your soffits.
You got some kind of a tie to some farm broadcaster up in Wisconsin, too.
Yep, my cousin or my dad's first cousin is Bob Bozel, and he's been a farm broadcaster for over 41 years up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
So you've done this more than once, right?
I like to talk to him a couple times a year and get on, do an interview on the radio, just kind of give the people around his radio station, around Eau Claire, just a little bit of a peek at what we do in Northwest Iowa.
So when the farm show is here, the Farm Progress Show is here, and then it moves to Illinois, do you guys go to the one in Illinois too?
No, we don't. It gets just a little bit further out than what we have for crews, and we just kind of stick to Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma.
Feels really good with that fan on the window.
It is really going to be, this afternoon, it will really be a godsend.
Well, we've had some pretty good weather so far.
Yeah, we had a few showers yesterday, but really nothing that got, and we were overcast most of the day, so it stayed cool. There was a lot of traffic yesterday. Today, it's already picked up. We're going to get a little warmer this afternoon, but 90 degrees. There's plenty of places to find a nice place in the shade, and like our building, this is a really good place in the shade.
So we're at the Astro Building booth here for the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. This is the second day. Was traffic pretty good yesterday?
It was steady. I was happy with it. It was probably a little bit slower than what we've seen in years past, but I think the rain kind of held people from coming. Today we won't have that problem, and I think our traffic will definitely pick up.
Will you guys build any size, or do you have any requirements on that?
We will customize anything that the customer wants. So if you can dream it up, we can build it.
All right. Anything else you want to sneak in here today?
No, just if you happen to come to the Farm Progress Show, check it out. If you need something, just look on astrobuildings.com, and you can design your own building, look at it, color it, and send it in for a quote.
All right. Thanks for the time, and you guys have a safe trip back to Northwest Iowa.
Thank you. Have a good day.